This is the NCARB podcast, where you get an inside look at licensure, regulation, and the initiatives shaping the future of architectural practice. I'm your host, Andy McIntyre, Vice President of Marketing and Communications at NCARB. And this season, we're diving into Pathways to Practice, NCARB's multi-year effort to rethink how architects become licensed.
Architecture is the hardware to the software of life, right? It is fundamentally about that interaction, and it makes life easier if we have a built environment that works.
Across 8 episodes, we'll explore how licensure got to where it is today and where it needs to go next. We talk with architects, educators, regulators, and NCARB leaders about education, experience, and the exam, and why each of those pillars is evolving.
And that portion of school where you go from conceptual to real is also really challenging. It's not something you're really gently moved into. It's kind of like you're doing something that's flowy and crazy, and all of a sudden, wait, you actually have to make this work.
You'll hear how the NCARB competency standard was developed, how research is shaping future licensure models, and what a more flexible, competency-based approach could mean for candidates from a wide range of backgrounds.
So we've seen that in our data as the number of reciprocal licenses starts to decrease a little bit, but that number of individuals who are licensed holds steady.
We also tackle the big questions. Why does licensure look the way it does today? Where do candidates face the biggest barriers? And how can we expand access without lowering standards?
Not everybody fits into the same mold. And so having different pathways to licensure, I think, is really important.
Whether you're a licensure candidate, an educator, a firm leader, or a regulator, this season offers clarity, context, and transparency into one of the most important conversations facing the profession.
Does this requirement to complete all divisions of the exam place an unfair burden on any one group or other?
This is Pathways to Practice, only on the NCARB podcast. Please follow the link in the show notes, subscribe now, and join us as we explore the future of architectural licensure.
I've mentioned it to my family, but in terms of telling people like, oh yeah, we're doing this, I'm looking for projects, you got anything? Yeah. I'm not there yet because it scares the shit out of me.
Dreaming of launching your own architecture firm? Well, buckle up for a wild ride with Emerging, the podcast that shares what it's really like to start an architecture firm.
Where do we begin? We don't even know what type of business to formalize as. Is it an LLC? Is it an LLP? Like, how are taxes? I mean, the list is astronomical.
Season 1 featured founders Jeffrey, Lexi, and Chris, owners of Level Studio Architecture, are your fearless guides on this unfiltered journey from napkin sketches to a thriving studio.
One evening, stumbled into one last dive, we sat at the bar and pondered our postgraduate futures. Amidst the conversation, a napkin became the canvas for our aspirations, sketching plans and milestones, sealing our heartfelt commitment and shared dreams.
In drawing down dreams on a napkin collectively, that then, you know, in your head, you've rooted like, oh, I'm connected to these people, like, long term.
The process of starting an architecture practice brims with excitement and challenges, demanding meticulous planning, flawless execution, and unyielding resilience.
I kind of hate the term because it's so overly used, but I think everybody knows imposter syndrome. And I think it's so real to this day. I don't know if it's with everybody, but with me, I'm always questioning like, us, can we do this? Are we ready to do this? Are we prepared? Can we do it?
Did we just decide a name?
We did it, guys.
Oh my
God. That came out of nowhere.
Woo!
It came out of nowhere. I liked it. I saw it.
Ready to turn your aspirations into reality? Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Emerging and chart your own path to architectural success.
Entrepreneur Architect Podcast, episode 46. This is the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast. My name is Mark R. LePage, and this is the podcast dedicated to a successful life as a small firm architect. My goal is to inspire you to build a better business so that you may pursue your purpose with passion and live the life of your dreams. As many of you know, if you've been listening to this podcast for any amount of time, Anne Marie McCarthy, who's my wife and my partner here at Five Cat Studio, we launched Five Cat Studio Architecture back in 1999. And we had no clue what we were doing, and we grew with lots and lots of growing pains. And we found our way through the craziness of starting a firm, and we thrived for many, many years. And in 2005, many years after, 6 years after we launched, we hit a plateau. We grew and grew and grew, and then we hit this plateau, and we just sort of flatlined, and we weren't sure what we needed to do. And so I looked around for options on how to learn what I needed to learn. And in 2006, I found the Academy of Entrepreneurial Excellence. It was a 15-week course at my local community college here in Westchester County, New York, Westchester Community College. And in that course, it was a 15-week course. Each week, we'd learn a new topic about business, sort of teaching the fundamentals of the basic business fundamentals of success. And so each week, I'd use it as a checklist. I'd come home after each class, and I'd report to Anne Marie. And I'd say, yeah, we're doing that. And every week I'd go back and I'd take the next class and I'd come back and, yes, we're doing that too. And I was so excited that we were doing everything right. But Anne Marie was getting frustrated because we were looking for the answer to our problem of this plateau. And 1 week, about three quarters of the way through, we hit the class on sales. And as you know, architects aren't so good at selling, and nor was I. And I wasn't selling at all. You know, I had a great marketing plan, and I was really good at that, and I had natural rapport. But closing the sale was sort of a crapshoot. Sometimes we won, and sometimes we lost. There was no rhyme or reason in what we were doing. And in the academy, I learned that we needed a sales system. So we built one. We built the sales system, and things started to change. And I shared that sales system a few episodes ago on episode 31 of the podcast here. So if you go to entrearchitect.com/episode31, I talk all about that sales system, and maybe I'll get into it a little bit later too. But the first step in our sales system, and as with most sales systems, is to build rapport with your prospect. Make a connection and earn the privilege to take your new relationship to that next level. So this week on the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast, I will share my 10 steps to build better rapport and close more sales. This episode of the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast is brought to you by Entrepreneur Architect Academy. Entrepreneur Architect Academy is a community of like-minded entrepreneur architects seeking to take their small firms to greater success. And you are the average of the five people with whom you surround yourself, and this is the opportunity to be a part of a group of professionals who are determined to take their businesses, their lives, and their leadership to the next level. But enrollment for the Academy is currently closed, and if you're interested in learning more about the Entrepreneur Architect Academy, and we will open it up soon, and you want to receive notification about enrollment in the next class, Class 3, join the Academy email list at entrearchitect.com/courses. Sales. It's not a dirty word, guys. It is something that we need to learn to do better. And we need to overcome the fear of sales. I think so many of us architects, including myself, have this fear that you're going to be perceived as sort of a sleazy salesman, or your service is going to sort of become undermined by you going out and selling. We need to overcome that. We need to overcome the fear of sales. We, as architects, have a service to offer. Our service makes the world a better place. We change the lives of the people who live in our buildings. We make the world a better place. And it needs to become our mission to make more sales. That idea that every time we do our job, the world becomes a better place, that becomes our mission. And the more sales we make, the more the world becomes a better place. So we all want to change the world, right? So the more sales we make, the better the world becomes. Sales should not revolve around money in order to make us sort of feel better about what we're doing. It should revolve more around accomplishing our mission. Our businesses become the vehicle for us to change the world. And the money becomes the fuel for that vehicle. So the more money we make, the more the vehicle can do what it's doing, and the more the world becomes a better place. So we need to shift our mindset on how we look at sales and how we look at money. You know, our lives are changed when we learn the importance of sales. It happened with Anne-Marie and myself when we learned that we were missing sales in our process, in our business completely. We were doing great marketing and everybody knew who we were, but we weren't selling. And our business improved as soon as we understood that. As soon as we knew what we needed to do in order to make more sales, everything got better. Our firm grew and our lives changed, and things in the firm and in our personal life improved because there was more money. There was more fuel for that vehicle. Let me get into a little bit of our sales system. I did go through it in depth in episode 31, entrearchitect.com/episode31. But basically, the idea is to first start with building rapport. And that's what I'm going to talk about mostly today on this podcast episode. But that's the first step. You need to build a rapport. You need to make a connection with the person that you're meeting. The next step is to qualify that lead, to understand the budget and the scope of what that client wants, and make sure that it's compatible with your firm and with what you want to accomplish with your firm. You want to make sure that you understand the style that the client is looking for. You want to understand the personalities of whom you're working with. That could be your biggest nightmare is signing up for a new project with a personality that is incompatible with yours and your team. It's better to pass on a project where you're incompatible with personalities. It's very difficult to overcome that. You want to make sure in this qualifying the lead, you want to make sure that you're meeting your target market. I've talked about that in the past, but every one of us in our firms should have a target market. We shouldn't be just shooting in a shotgun all over the place, hoping to get whatever we get. We shouldn't just be going out and, you know, I'll do an office building here and a kitchen here, and I'll go for this school project here and just shoot all over the place. We need a target market. We need to understand what we want to work on, what we're good at, what our team is good at, and then go after that market. Understand that market in depth. Who is that person that you're going to, the decision maker of who's going to hire you? Understand who that person is in very minute detail. At Five Cat, we're a residential firm. I know very specifically that our client is a young family led typically by the wife. She typically is the one who does the legwork to find the architect and meet with us and hire us. Often their husbands are involved, but it is very common that the wife is the one who makes that decision. Typically, there are kids involved, and so we know that our client has kids. So we know very well who our target market is. We know that we want to do residential work, and we know that we want the budgets of those projects to be within $300,000 to about $750,000 is really our sweet spot. We want to do work that's bigger than that, but if it's too much bigger than that, we're not really set up to handle really, really large residential projects. So if we're shooting for a project that's too big, that could burn us as well.
If you're an architect, a designer, a firm leader, or an entrepreneur trying to build something that actually lasts, there's a new podcast just for you. Gable Media is proud to introduce Frosty and Fired Up.
Let's just be honest about it. I mean, the most powerful weapon on the face of the planet is between our two ears. And when architecture can evoke that emotion positively to create spaces for people to come together, that's a very powerful thing.
Hosted by Miller Caldwell, CEO and principal in charge of Caldwell Architects, this podcast was created out of a simple belief. Architecture deserves better leadership, better culture, and a healthier profession.
The actions of every architect affect every other architect in some way. What I mean by that is if we are not focused
maintaining the health of the profession.
Right. If we're not focused on those things, and we're only focused on our internal needs, there's a greater ecosystem that we have to respect and we're responsible to.
Over the last decade, Miller has been on a personal journey, figuring out what it really means to lead, how discipline shapes outcomes, and why culture always matters more than strategy alone. Along the way, he realized these conversations shouldn't stay inside the walls of his firm.
You know, we all have our superpowers in what we do, and I would say one of my superpowers is probably business development. And the way I've become better at business development, I would say, is being intentional about connecting. When you're invited to do something, say yes.
Frosty and Fired Up shares honest conversations about the things architects don't always say out loud. Ownership, accountability, wellness, mindset, money, leadership, and the hard work behind meaningful design.
Unfortunately, architecture is a slow art. It takes a long time to produce. It takes many years to get good at it. His decisions are what take the longest time. It's not the drawing, usually.
You'll hear conversations with people who challenge and sharpen leadership, helping push the profession forward. This isn't about perfection. It's about getting better. One decision, one habit, one day at a time.
That ultimately is the process, right? I mean, focus on what's in front of you, what the priority is, and work your way through it. It is going to be hard because it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be hard because it means something.
Subscribe now at the link in the show notes. Frosty and Fired Up, now available wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all AEC professionals. Get ready for unparalleled professional insights with detailed and original podcasts by RCAT. This is the podcast that brings you the untold stories and lessons learned behind the design and delivery of a building project. Hey, it's Charisse Lakeside, aka the CSI Kraken, and your host. Join me as we dive deep into the tales of conflict, triumph, and sheer ingenuity.
Yeah, so when Serena was named for the building, you know, we really were able to work with teams at Nike Branding and how to really infuse her influence and identity in the very public spaces.
Detailed features architects, engineers, builders, and manufacturers who spill the beans on the most complex, interesting, and downright odd building conditions they've encountered.
Another challenge of the shuttle is actually putting it in launch position is how you brace that seismically. It's really supported by only two pins at the base of the booster rockets. And there's a large base isolator that's underneath the shuttle that kind of prevents it from moving too much in an earthquake.
When you have 600 people or 300 people in a room, acoustically, you really need a high floor to floor so that you can have the right acoustic environment for people to be able to talk and that speech intelligibility is really good.
Every episode unveils lessons learned and connects you to the products you need to navigate similar challenges. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Detailed today and be prepared for the unexpected on your next project. Every building has a story, and we are here to tell it.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entre Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.
Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.